I'm writing a new poem. And I'm writing a new poem because my daughter, who's 8 years old, is going to have an experience the weekend after next. So I've decided to write a poem as part of the experience. And the poem is called Communion Day. Communion Day. And I'm sitting here in my kitchen, it's way too late at night, and I've got a pencil in my hand, and the poem is in the earliest draft. In fact, it's a million miles from being finished, and I don't know how long the poem's going to be, but I'm going to share it. I'm not sure why I'm going to share it, because usually... Well, almost always, poetry leaves people speechless, and I'm not really expecting any comments back in relation to it. Although, of course, I'd bite your hand off if you did comment about it. But I think the reading of it will do me good. Provided the iPhone battery doesn't die on me, this should take me about 3 minutes to read. It may end up being a very long poem. And as it's developing, I'll tell you at the end where I think it's going, but it's called Communion Day. Clean the house, wash the floor, we have to do much more. My mother's coming, never mind my father. It's not too much to ask you to go a bit farther. The Holy Communion shows in town, all body and blood of it. And a host of little details to put right before Communion Day's tide is done. A whiter dress, all satin and silk, immaculate gloves, a veil of thorns, sorry, a veil fit for a queen, and the whitest shoes you've ever seen. The souls of the faithful arriving for the feast, ceremony of community, a communion of spotless housework, all hands on deck. The captain of hymns, the saviour of Bethlehem, coming to nourish the revival of reverence for the only can't read my own writing. For the only something she'll ever have. 8 times the year. 8 times the month. 8 times the moon shone down, reflected light on reflected gloria in excelsis. We have missed our calling. There's a tide in the affairs of children, which taken at the flood leads on to salvation. Omitted, all the voyages of their lives are bound in shallows and in misery. The parish priest intoned as he twisted the scapular tighter round his bristling neck. I am anointed to the miracle, released to the calling. Suffer little children to come unto me. Father McCarthy, Kanturk born, his people of Castletown Bear, buried alongside the Queen's Navy when the ports were a North Atlantic treasure. Quote, I may be ill prepared, but you can be sure the congregation is composed of sinners who've forgotten the difference between a venial and a mortal sin. At least I'm in this for the long run, and my pension's secure in heaven. Isn't that what my mother promised? What doth it profit a second-class girl if she fills her money box with notes and loses her soul? The father had his own dilemmas. Are the girls prepared, Miss Mac Primary School? The headmaster clicked his polished brogues. It was the annual nightmare he dreamt since Mary I, Immaculate. Thank the Lord, he never had to prepare a class for any sacrament, let alone the one that follows the first time they made up a sin to please anyone. Okay, that's as far as I've got. Kind of torn of taking the poem in the direction of Under Milkwood. And that means really having many characters overlapping and interacting and putting it into some kind of narrative, perhaps. Or whether I'm going to be much less ambitious, which is probably more sensible. And indeed, I've got about 8 or 9 days left before Communion Day. So there is plenty of time for something to happen to the poem, which is completely and utterly unexpected at this stage. The notion that the poet knows where the poem is going is kind of foreign to me, really. But then again, I'm not into the theory of poetry. I'm into more the effort to make it happen. There's something about the phrase Resurrection Day. I think that is indeed a name of a novel. Maybe it was Revolution Day or Revolution by an American author called Ford. Not Ford Prefect. Okay, must let you go. Thanks ever so much for listening. I don't really expect even the slightest comment. Bye-bye.